it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. The 2024 NFL Draft is in the books, and here's what this year's class looks like. Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver in the first round. Defensive back Renardo Green in round 2, offensive lineman Dominic Pooney in round 3, Malik Mustafa, safety, running back Isaac Garendo, wide receiver Jacob Cowing, offensive lineman Jared Kingston, and linebacker Tatum Bethune. All told, 2 wide receivers, 2 interior offensive linemen, 1 corner, 1 safety, 1 running back, and 1 linebacker. You'll notice I didn't say tackle. John Lynch, this draft was full of tackles, so why didn't you get one?
Yeah, we looked at numerous guys throughout the process. I think when you're drafting 31st, it's oftentimes hard to, you know, find a tackle that you really love, and we like our tackles as they stand right now. We like our depth with Jalen Moore being a really talented guy who can play, you know, the swing role. Drafted Kingston, who has some flex at tackle, and we'll continue to always try to improve ourselves, improve the depth of our team, but we're excited about our O-line group. I know a lot of people talk about that, but we feel pretty good about our group.
John, you knew you were picking 31st since February. If you needed to move up to get a tackle, you had plenty of time to go and do it. And look, if the price was too high, just say the price was too high and you didn't want to pay it. But let's not act like there was nothing you could do because you were stuck at pick 31. I didn't like that answer. Anyway, I did like this answer. First round draft pick Ricky Pearsall was at the Niners facility on Friday, and he said he has already heard from Brock Purdy.
He just reached out to me this morning, just congratulating me, saying we're going to get to work. And, you know, that's right up my row. So we're going to get to work for sure. And he's from Arizona, so we're going to get a lot of throwing sessions in.
Sure is nice to have a quarterback that knows how to use a cell phone in the offseason, isn't it? Not saying, just saying. According to his dad, by the way, Ricky Pearsall developed his hands in the backyard as a child. Dad would throw Skittles to his son, and every time Ricky caught one with his hands away from his body, he got to keep the Skittle. A drop or a body catch, and he'd have to give the Skittle back. It's a hell of an incentive. One of the most exciting picks of day 3 was Louisville running back Isaac Garendo, who ran a 4.33 40-yard dash. He's battled some injuries in his career, and when he met the media, he said he plans to talk with Christian McCaffrey as soon as he gets to San Francisco.
And I was just telling my family, I think that he's probably going to get annoyed with me and how many questions I ask him, just because, you know, just the amount of production he has and, you know, continues to have and how consistent he is. And then, you know, his recovery plan, you know, just all that stuff, you know, just being able to pick a great back like that's brain is, it's really important. And then, you know, that's definitely something that I'll do. So hopefully in the next few weeks, he's not annoyed by me, but we'll see what happens.
This is my favorite stat to come out of the draft. In the last 20 years at the Combine, Isaac Garendo is only the second person ever to run a 40-yard dash that quickly while weighing at least 220 pounds. Who was the other one, you might ask? Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Monday. We all like draft grades, right? And we get it. They're not really worth anything, but they're like candy. They taste good in the moment. If you want to check a collection of some of the biggest draft analysts and their grades, just click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch. That would be our draft recaps up on YouTube and available as audio podcast. I did a recap of round one with Levin Black and Steph Sanchez and Javi Vega. Rounds two and three was me and Steph. And the final day of the draft was just me answering your questions, sort of like a draft mailbag. But they're up on YouTube. You can download them as a podcast. Check them out right now. One thing you may have missed, the undrafted free agent class. The Niners have a habit of finding some gems. Remember Emmanuel Mosley. Remember J.P. Mason. Just saying. Could be some good players. Get familiar with it. If you want to know the list, start it with Tariq Owens. Yes, he is the son of Hall of Fame wide receiver Terrell Owens. Running back Corey Schrader out of Missouri was actually eighth in the Heisman voting. Drake Nugent, center from Michigan. Evan Anderson, defensive lineman, FAU. Mason Plein from Furman, he's a tight end. Tanner Mordecai, quarterback out of Wisconsin. Brazen Mays, a center from Southern Miss. And Jalen Mahoney, a safety from Vanderbilt. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell to get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I will be live with Vish Kumaran. You know he's going to have some takes in the draft. We'll recap everything. We'll get into the undrafted free agents a little more as well. That's going to start at 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Please, please join us for that. We'll take your questions and comments as well, as we always do. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.